We continue our interview today with Richard McNaught of Prudential and Garden City. He is certified to take everyone through their healthcare options, and he also has a help session every Tuesday up until the end of the year, every Tuesday, 1 o'clock, at the Garden City Chamber of Commerce. And we continue with the second part of our interview that we had last week, find out about some of the stipulations that the government has put on healthcare plans.
The policies themselves and the benefits inside those policies have not been put off. The group insurance plans have to be updated and have to include all the 10 essential benefits. We encourage people that have a January 1 effective date. One of the things that you need to worry about is, do I renew early so that I don't have to deal with the new mandates, the new modified community rating? We don't have to worry about the new taxes that are involved until late 2014. Modified community rating is really going to impact the rates. Modified community rating has to do with how we used to split the population up. Used to be about 5, 7, up to 9 different underwriting categories. Like a young person your age paid a much lower premium than someone my age. Well, that's shrunk to 3 categories now, and someone my age cannot be charged more than 3.5 times someone your age. What that's done is raised the rates for the young people and stabilized or lowered the rates for the older applicants. That's a big impact, especially on an employer whose average, let's say his average employee population is in the 40s. It's going to impact it dramatically. That's why, do I renew December 1st of this year and not deal with that until next year?
Well, and, you know, we're talking with Richard McNaught of Prudential on the serious healthcare issue, which, of course, the healthcare law, which goes into effect January 1. But, you know, if I'm even younger than what I am now, if I'm just getting out of college, yeah, I know, 26, you could still stay under your parents' plan. If you turn 27 when this law comes into effect, you may not be prepared for the bill that hits you.
I'll give you a good example that happened to us over in Colorado. Young man, 29 years old, still in college. Very little income because he's a full-time student. In Colorado, if you're underneath the poverty level for income, you can go into the expanded Medicaid program. In Kansas, that same individual at 29 years old, very little income, does not qualify for any tax credits, can't go to Medicaid, and has to pay the full premium, but he doesn't have any income. It's a quirk in the system, but we have to deal with it.
Because we didn't take the Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
That's my understanding.
We wrap up our interview with Richard McNaught of Prudential talking about the new healthcare law and, you know, about these sessions that you're doing, those one-hour sessions at the Chamber of Commerce every Tuesday at 1 o'clock all the way up until the end of the year. Is there any fee for that? What should people bring along with them so that you have all the information that you can help them out?
Number one, there's no fee. There's no enrollment process. It's all education. It's all just informative material. Bring their questions, and that's really about all you need to do. Now, bring your curiosity, I guess.
for all the people that you've helped and that you've attempted to help through this entire process, do you understand where they're coming from when they say, I don't know what to do?
I do, because the business owner is trying to run a business. He's putting countless hours in trying to make that a viable operation. His employees are working many, many hours a day, week, and people do not have time to research this. It appears that much has been put on the back burner, thinking maybe this will go away, maybe I'll deal with it tomorrow. But we're up against some time constraint now, not only because of not having the time to deal with it, but the exchanges haven't been running. The exchange, we just got into the exchange for the first time this week. Well, we've lost a full 2 weeks. We have to have enrollment by December 15th. So I encourage people not to put this off too much longer, because we're in a time crunch. It is mandated. It's the law of the land. We have to deal with it, and we will deal with it. We just can't put it off.
Yeah, you said you were able to get into the exchanges. What did you find out when you were able to finally get on?
Depending on the state, Colorado has its own exchange. It's much more robust. It's much more solid. We're having very little trouble getting in and doing our quoting, enrolling. The Federal Exchange has had some difficulties getting off the ground. We don't have as many carriers that have signed on to the exchange for the Federal Exchange. We have just two companies in Kansas, where Colorado has about 12. So depending on the state we're talking about, Colorado seems to be a lot more robust and a lot more solid, where the Federal Exchange will be there. It's just having a little bit of difficulty getting off the ground.
Once again, you really owe it to yourself to attend one of these sessions with Richard McNaught of Prudential. They're free and at the Garden City Chamber of Commerce each Tuesday, beginning at 1 o'clock, a one-hour session. And if you need further information, you can call his office at 276-1612, or you can go to richard.mcnaught, M-C-N-A-U-G-H-T, at prudential.com.